Now I welcome into the Susie studio Director of Home Instead Senior Care, Helen Brown. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
No worries, fantastic. Can you please tell me, please excuse my ignorance, but I haven't heard of Home Instead Senior Care and I'm very interested to find out more, but can you please tell me a little bit about it, please?
So Home Instead is a franchise company across the UK. There are 190 offices, and we are dedicated to promotion of the welfare of the individual, elder people, making sure that they can stay within their own home as long as possible. And we go to extreme lengths to ensure that that can happen safely, to the benefit of all. The Home Instead itself has been awarded the Queen's Award for Innovation, and we are the only care company in the country to have that because we are a companionship-led service. That doesn't mean that that's all we do, but it's our starting point. So we look to find somebody that that older person would enjoy having within their home, not just somebody who is turning up to perform a task. Mm-hmm. And we get involved in everything, but we're non-uniformed, so all the barriers are removed, and we treat it as a friendship with all the extra care that goes with that. And we get involved in everything from personal care right through to taking people. We took a gentleman who was a sea fire pilot to Goodwood for the day, and he was made a right fuss of, and it was beautiful. It was lovely. So that's what we do.
So we're talking about older people, or senior people as we call them these days. Is there a minimum age?
We are actually, as a company, licensed to support people over the age of 18, and we do get involved with people who have had conditions that have severely affected their lives that means that they actually need more support and care. And there are quite often incidences and that would involve that people that have had a stroke at an early age and things like that. Parkinson's, early onset dementia, we get involved in all of that as well. But generally, we do what we say, and it is Home Instead Senior Care, and that's really where our passion lies.
So yesterday, of course, was Grandparents' Day, and we were also celebrating Older Person's Day.
Yes, indeed. So,
and I did hear of this a while ago. I wasn't sure if it was still going, but we've got Mother's Day, we've got Father's Day. Why shouldn't we celebrate our older generation? Because we can actually learn quite a lot from them. They've got a lot to share with us.
The people that work with us are forever coming in with stories that they have been told. We lost a lady last week, which was actually very sad and part and parcel of what we do. But we got a beautiful email in from the caregiver who had been there, regaling stories that she and this lady had had, and the time, and how grateful she was that she'd got to be part of this person's life for as long as she had been. And that's what we do. My own history is, in fact, I was a primary school teacher, and the recognising potential in people it was what drove me as a teacher. But I actually, taking that to the older population, I very much recognise that our older population have as much potential as anybody else, and it's recognising that and pushing that forward that drives us.
Now, I know one of the things that you wanted to talk about is the Memory Cafe. What's that all about, please?
So, dementia awareness is growing, thankfully, and Home Instead is very much a champion of all things to do with the promotion of living well with dementia. And part of that is having cafes set up locally where people with dementia and their loved ones and carers can join us for information, for a relaxed atmosphere, for just a bit of time together, and feel safe within that. And we have a new cafe starting on the 17th of October, which is great for this particular month, given that we've got Grandparents' Day within it, at the community centre at the Baptist Church in Reigate.
Okay.
And that's happening in the morning. It's at 10 o'clock in the morning. And it's free for you to come along. The church very much are behind this and are giving the facility to us for free, which is wonderful. So we'd welcome anybody in who just wants a little bit of information about it, if you just want to come and see what we do, and get that sort of community feel, to feel that you're not on your own. Dementia is one of those conditions that people often feel are very isolating, and it needn't be. And we're trying very hard to promote the fact that actually together we can make the life of everybody involved in it much better, be it the person who has been diagnosed with the condition or indeed their family, for whom it can often be a very puzzling, distressing time. And so we're there to try and help everybody through that.
And also the musical memories. That sounds interesting. What's
that,
please?
Happening as we speak, actually. Ooh. So Michelle Elliott and I, Michelle is part of the Good Care Group, who offer live-in support as well. We run these two groups, one in Oxted and one in Lingfield. And the Lingfield group is happening as we speak in Jennings Road at the community centre there. And basically it is designed for people, again, with dementia and their carers, to just come and sing anything and everything from My Old Man to Dustman through to Moon River, play some instruments, have a real jolly time, and just really get involved. And what we've did, when Michelle and I took these over and grew the groups, we had a smattering of people would turn up. Lingfield is bi-weekly on a Monday morning, and as I say, it's happening now. Oxted at the community centre next to St Mary's Church is on a Friday, and that's this coming Friday afternoon at 2. We've grown from a kind of group of about 4 or 5 people. We had 30 plus people come last week.
Wow.
And it's a massive noise, and it's really fun, and everybody gets involved. And we took it to the hospital, so we've been to East Surrey, we've been to St Peter's, we've been up to Mayday with the dementia team who are based at all of those hospitals. And we weren't very sure how it was going to run, and in fact we were blown away by the morale boost that it gave to the staff, to the families, but to people who were very much at a low point in their lives, mm-hmm. and in fact some of them towards the very end of their lives, waking up when the staff haven't even seen them awake, singing along with us. It was really moving and really powerful, and it something that we're going to continue to do and keep it going. But we'd like to get more musical memories groups going. We can just see the benefit to people with conditions along the lines of dementia, that the fact that we're tapping into things that are so deep rooted that they can get involved in independently is just wonderful.
I know, yes, it sounds absolutely, it got me moving. Well, I mean, I've been in hospital myself, and as you know, if you're in hospital for a matter of days or even weeks, it can be very, very boring. And if just something that can help, just even for like 5, 10, 15 minutes, and then they'll be talking about it for the rest of the day, maybe even talk to the neighbour in the next bed, you know.
You know, we started off, we had a lady, we were singing our older songs, and she looked at me, she said, "Do you have any Bruno Mars there?"
Oh, bless!
Just lovely. And it gave us something to think about, because actually she didn't have dementia, and actually having that through the wards is something for us to consider, whereas our musical memories groups is very much aimed at tapping into that timeline for those people, getting them involved in things, whereas often, and the families themselves that come along are often blown away by just watching their loved one change, because quite often they've become so dependent on a lot of support, they've forgotten how to do a lot of very ordinary things that you and I would take for granted, mm-hmm. but coming and singing and being part of their own childhood just opens them up, and they become so animated and involved, and it's just wonderful to see.
So of course, going on what you're saying, it's very important, especially for older people or dementia people, to try and keep active mentally.
Oh, absolutely. And the trick is to go back to where they are in their timeline, building upon what they understand to be their realism for them. And hence why I was saying about the gentleman that we took to Goodwood. It was the Battle of Britain event.
Yes.
And for him to be able to see the Spitfires again flying just was wonderful. Watching how he was involved in that is an amazing thing. He was totally blown away, because it was what he lived and remembered now. So yeah, it's just, dementia is a bewildering condition for all involved, and we're trying to unpick that a little bit and just make it less are more accessible for everybody so that everybody can become involved. And going through these memory channels is a really good way. Reminiscence, activities, looking at things from wartime bring out some really lovely memories. And there are lots of reminiscence activities mm-hmm. that we can do to take part in that.
And can learn something at the same time
as well.
So I know you would like to expand some of these groups. Do you offer opportunities for volunteers?
So, and all of the singing groups and throughout the hospital, we are more than happy to have people come along and take part. As I say, it's available for the carers to come along too. Anyway, the musical memories groups, we charge a nominal £2 for that, but it's only the person with dementia that we charge to. Any carers come along for free, and that's because we actually employ my singing's non-existence. There's no point in me leading singing, but we employ a lady to do that, and so that goes to the cost of having her. But it's a not-for-profit group, so we literally cover our costs over that with that £2 charge for there. So both those groups are there, but as I say, the actual memory cafe is free, and both the Good Care Group and Home Instead pick up the underlying costs of that. But as I say, the community centre, the Baptist Church, have given their facilities to us for free as well.
That's
which
great.
Is great. So it's really great. Good. But in terms of working with older people, Home Instead, if you are somebody who wants to look after older people and really would look after them as if they were your own parents, we'd love to hear from you. Really would. Absolutely. Crying out for people.
Right, we'll get details from you in a moment. But just finally, obviously everything costs money these mm-hmm. days. And you say you've got your facilities for free from the church, which is fantastic. Yeah. And the £2, which is nothing really for to cover costs. But do you get any other type of funding?
So, as I say, the Good Care Group have put in an amount of money, and Michelle Elliott, my colleague mm-hmm. who runs these groups with me, she controls that. Home Instead, my own company, have put in funds to cover that. Tandridge Trust have also given us an amount of money that we can use to go with that. Waitrose in Oxted, thank you to them, made us one of their green tokens, mm-hmm. and from that we got £100 that we were able to buy some more instruments with. So
brilliant.
We're always looking for little bits like that that we can kind of tap out and work with. So
if anyone would like to donate to your cause, or if they would even like to volunteer, how can I get in touch with you?
Contact me, so that's Helen Brown, and the office line is 01737 529793, or email me at helen.brown@homeinstead.co.uk. and if you'd like to come and work with us, volunteer for the groups, we're happy to talk to you.
Well, Helen, thank you very much for popping in today. And, I'll have to pop along to one of these sessions myself. I can't sing.
But come along. You'll be more than welcome.
Oh, this sounds great. Sounds brilliant.
Well, it's Living and Ageing Well Week this week across
yes.
our county, to tap into International Older Persons Day. And there are all sorts of things going on. Volunteer opportunities, men in sheds, man with a pan. If you have a look at the leisure services for Reigate and Banstead, there's a booklet, I believe, on there that have vouchers attached. And so you can learn about taxi services and all sorts of things on there at the minute. But we are currently, my colleague Matt is at the Woodhatch Community Centre talking about Home Instead as we speak as well. So that's what's happening for that.
Lots going on.
Lots going on.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Helen, and all the best.
Thank you for having
with
me.
Home Instead, and well done for
thank
your
you.
Award.
Yeah,
it's,
we're very
it's,
proud.
It's always good. Yes, you should be. It's always good to hear that.
Yeah.
So well done.
Thank you.
Helen Brown, who's Director of Home Instead Senior Care. This is Susie Radio. I'm Tess Luce.